This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. As video game avatars of The Simpsons sit, Homer keeps falling off the couch. The real Homer throws down his controller, then tries to sit and falls. Created by Matt Groening.
See that town? Goes by the name of Springfield, birthplace of the brass knuckle, the Nigerian prince scam, and putting a tomato in your grilled cheese sandwich.
From the burning tire pile, Cletus takes one for his truck.
Our story begins not long ago.
Now a couple walks through a park.
On what seemed like a typical day.
Ralphie, please, that's not for people, son.
He wears a dog's head cone.
Oh, he's a dumb kid, but he's an above-average dog. Roll over, son.
Ralph obeys.
Yay! Ah, nobody saw.
But little did they know a change was coming. First, the creatures of the earth sensed it. Then the fish of the deep. Then the Mormons got a heads up.
An angel spins atop the temple.
And then everybody else.
Strange doings, mother. Horses are spooked, cows ain't milking, and look what the chickens laid.
Sparkle legs?
Storms are coming.
Tain't no storm, Pa. It's the Lady Gaga Express.
A smokestack spewing a glittery rainbow crowns a locomotive molded to resemble Gaga.
She's stuck.
Giant platform heels decorate the driving wheels. Dancers rehearse on board.
Presenting the Queen of the Hottieverse, appearing courtesy of Interscope Records, Lady Gaga!
At ease.
The dancers relax. Robotic arms hoist Lady Gaga up, then bolt a metal corset over her chest and weld extensions to her hair. A worker spritzes them into a wave. The arms lower her into platform heels.
Conductor, you know the rules. Take off some clothes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Now, what's our status?
We're about to pass through, Springfield.
Springfield, what's their deal?
Let's see. Quiet suburb, home of the Tomb of the Unknown Mascot, has the lowest self-esteem of any place on the planet.
Really?
A billboard. Springfield, the little town that can't
so
and
sad.
Won't.
And as entertainers, it is our solemn duty to cheer them up. For a little while.
Gaga, it's my job to keep you away from ugly bumps on a map like Springfield. Don't worry. We'll get you right on a plane.
No! Don't you remember what happened at LaGuardia?
A flashback. At airport security, Lady Gaga finishes removing her accessories.
Ready.
Yeah, well, you missed your flight.
Then we'll party on the boarding ramp!
She and her entourage race to the boarding ramp and dance. A guard eyes them wistfully.
Wait, I quit!
They spend 90 minutes training them and off they go.
Another billboard. Springfield, sister city with no one.
I just can't ignore a billboard in pain. We're stopping in Springfield.
But...
No buts!
Turning her scantily clad butt on him, she steps into even bigger shoes at the school.
Well, Lady Gaga couldn't arrive soon enough for one Lisa Simpson.
Now let's turn to the ever-unpopular Popularity Awards. The awards voted by students in judgment of their peers. No way that can go wrong. First up, Campus Clown.
The envelope sprays ink in Skinner's face.
Bart Simpson.
Bart hugs Lisa, then walks over the auditorium seats to the stage.
That's my brother. 4 years out of 4.
He accepts a trophy.
Thank you very much.
He shakes Skinner's hand with a fake arm. It pops off and sprays more ink in his face.
I fail to see the honor in this. Aren't award shows rather silly?
What? Without award shows, how would I know what movie has the best beheading or that Glee is a comedy?
And now the award for least popular student, Lisa Simpson.
What? Least popular? I gotta go.
You probably should accept it, Lisa. They'll go easier on you if you do.
Her head drooping forward, she accepts the trophy.
Thank you for noticing me. She actually accepted it.
You said they'd take it easy on me.
I know very little about children.
On board the Lady Gaga Express with a stylist.
We've got to cheer up a whole town. Where's the dress I wore when I met the Pope?
A skimpy number.
It's nice, but I saw Jennifer Lopez wearing it.
Burn it. Burn it now.
Out the window, a businessman hangs from a costume wing.
I've been out here since Chicago. I just want my life back.
No negativity.
Oh, you're right. I'm missing a terrible winter.
A branch smacks him. Now at the Simpsons.
And that's how Berber Carpet got its name, according to some. Lisa, how was your day?
Can I be excused from holding up my end of the conversation?
What's wrong with her?
She just found out no one likes her. I thought she knew.
Hey, Lisa, maybe you'd feel a little better if you read the daily fourth gradian message board.
He brings a laptop.
Let's see. Uncensored jump rope chants,
Oh, there's a whole thread labeled Lisa Simpson.
What? Like a Roomba. Somebody's actually on your side.
Maggie spits milk.
Lisa doesn't judge other people. Why should we judge her? It's signed Truth Teller.
Whoever this truth teller is, I'm a fan. It takes a lot of courage to post nice things anonymously.
You know, it seems like more than a coincidence that Milhouse brought it to our attention.
Hmm. Well, I certainly wish I was truth teller. But if I was, you'd know because I can't keep a secret. I sleep under my bed every night because I'm scared of the cars from Cars. If gasoline is their food, then why do they have teeth?
Now wearing backpacks, Bart and Lisa arrive back at school.
So, Lisa, I guess you're not as unpopular as we thought.
Yep, message boards are never wrong.
Well, maybe we should skip rope together.
Dutch?
Double Dutch!
Forgive a fool her tears.
Hey, Lisa, some fifth graders are having a make-your-own pizza party at Flesh in the Pan Pizza and wanted me to invite you.
Fifth graders? Oh, la, la. They get to put their desks in a circle.
And read books where the parents are divorced. That joint is jumping.
So when's the party?
She drops her notebook. Bart reads it.
Lisa rocks, and so does her rock collection.
Huh? That's mine!
The other kids turn.
This notebook is full of things Truth Teller said.
Give that back.
This one says post next Friday. Oh, my God. You are Truth Teller.
Lisa. What you did is like my mom sticking $10 in her own G-string. Truth teller? More like lie smeller.
Lie smeller, lie smeller.
Oh, great. It stuck.
As Lisa runs off in tears, Bart's brow furrows. On board the Lady Gaga Express, the pop star rehearses moves with dancers dressed as devils.
Take five.
A few open sodas. Another pours chips from his tail.
Hey, easy on the soda. I don't want gassy demons like last night, Jerry. Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no.
The car spins around her.
Make it stop!
Lady Gaga has a vision of Lisa.
Someone in Springfield needs my help. Light up the afterbras.
Bra-shaped jets ignite at the rear, propelling the train past Cletus and Brandine's shack.
That's it. I am off of this stuff.
Moonshine.
Me too, sweetheart. Kids?
Yes, Mama.
They toss their jugs away.
No exceptions.
In her womb, a fetus quits. At Springfield Union Station.
Kent Brockman reporting live from the Springfield rail yards where Lady Gaga's fabulous freighter has bumped and grinded its way into town. Suffice to say, this is the most culturally significant train to stop here since the McKinley funeral cortege paused to pick up casket ice.
In her room, Lisa reads a school headline, Top Student Hits Bottom.
Now, sweetie, don't make a big deal out of this. I stopped reading after Top Student.
You want to honk your jazz tube?
Oh, what is the point? I think this is the end of me. All I had was my integrity, and now that's gone. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I try not to cry till you're asleep.
I appreciate that.
Look, if I could just spend a few days in my room without anyone trying to cheer me up, I think I might have a chance to...
Hey, why don't we go see Lady Gaga? That'll turn your frown upside down.
It's not a frown. It is a straight line of resignation. Looks just the same upside down.
Homer picks her up and flips her over.
You're right. Whoop.
He flips her over and over. Whoop.
Dad, if you really want to help, please stop trying to help.
I will, but you know me and my crazy number thing where I always have to get to 17. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoops, I lost count. Better start again. Whoop, 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 whoop.
At the train platform.
Gaga, ooh la la.
The Simpsons arrive at the crowd's edge.
Come on, Lisa, come on.
I'm sorry, I don't really want to be here.
From the crown-shaped smokestack, Lady Gaga rises in a dress of hummingbirds.
Claws up, Springfield! Never forget, you're all my little monsters.
Actually, I'm half monster, half Armenian. Pick your poison.
And you should love yourself as much as I love you, because...
Tell us in song.
Because...
With theatricality. Come on, I woke up for this.
Coming out, dancers line up to form numbers.
4, 3, 2...
Where are they going with this?
What?
A train car opens into a stage with a baby grand piano. Lady Gaga claps and the hummingbirds fly off of her, revealing a dress of Grammys. The birds fly past her manager, who adjusts a budget.
When they're young, all little monsters learn that they are scary. Ugly, stupid, shunned by Cupid, overweight and hairy. But every monster needs to find that secret deep inside that transforms Dr. Jekyll into sexy Mr. Hyde.
She steps behind a partition. It lifts away, revealing her in a bikini with a gun bra. It shoots sparks over the crowd.
Oh, my monsters are disco studiful, square rootiful, old cootiful.
I love you, Lady Jaja!
Monsters don't need implants or a bitchin' monster car. Monsters only need to love the monsters that they are.
Mr. Burns swoons.
Oh yeah!
Gaga, Dada, Jawa.
Peace!
Quimby holds up two keys, one to the city and the other to a hotel room. As Homer faces Lisa, she smiles.
Lie smeller!
Does everybody love themselves?
That kind of thing sounds hollow from anyone but you.
Her bra guns close into cups and she dons a robe.
Now we have to get going. Wait a minute. No.
Lady Gaga scans the joyful crowd. Her gaze lands on Lisa.
You! What's wrong, honey?
Please, I've had enough attention for one day.
Yo, lighting, I can't see the girl who's had enough attention.
As multiple spotlights find Lisa, her family backs away.
We should go to your house and talk, incognito.
Oh, God.
Gaga vanishes, then appears by Lisa in a hoodie and jeans.
It's me, Gaga, but no one must know.
Her hoodie flashes her name, Gaga. Later.
Gaga. So peaceful, just the buzzing of the paparazzi.
They pop out of various hiding places.
Hey, Gary, how's your wife and kids?
Still ashamed of me. Big smile!
This is where I live.
Well, hello. It's one of those music industry superstars who's turning our innocent children into ladies of the night.
What sweater drawer did you crawl out of?
Name's Ned Flanders. I've heard of you. Haven't seen so much skin since shedding season on a snake farm.
But all I'm saying is that everyone is beautiful.
Yes, but Jesus said that... pretty much the same thing. Darn it, the Bible said the devil would be attractive.
What makes you think I'm the devil?
She unleashes her gun bra and it shoots fire.
Now, unless you're gonna slap some wieners on those, turn them off.
Its mustache singes.
Joke's on you, I needed a trim.
Later, Gaga reads the comment board. Martin, Lisa gives apple polishing a bad name. Milhouse, Lisa, you pulled a real me. Miss Hoover, not so smart now, are you?
Bastards.
Lisa, look at me. So what if your number one supporter is you? That's how it should be. I had some very tough times myself before I became a superstar at age 22. Everything is gonna be fine.
You better yet? Sorry, gotta answer this text.
Please, take your time.
Dear random fan, text me anytime, I will reply.
You know what you need?
Solitude?
Flash mob!
Outside the window, fans hold up cell phones to read We Heart Lisa.
Now, Lisa, if that didn't fundamentally change who you are, I don't know what.
Lisa sadly shakes her head. From her phone, Gaga tweets, disperse. The flash mob spells it out.
You idiots! She meant we should disperse!
They spell out oops, then hurriedly disperse.
Lisa, you untattooed little miracle, I'm not leaving here until I restore your sense of hope.
Let me explain. I have a chance for a grim but tolerable life, but only if I give up hope. Now, if you don't mind, and with all due worship, I would like to be alone.
Lady Gaga, meet your biggest threat, Baby Goo Goo.
A flamboyantly dressed Maggie enters with a pacifier bra.
Can I please be alone?
Lisa lies face down on her pillow. Lady Gaga leaves and Bart follows. On her way out, Maggie leaves one of her pacifiers by Lisa's pillow.
It worked once.
She lies back and sucks on it. In the kitchen.
So any ideas about Lisa?
I never have any idea what to do for Lisa. To be the mother of someone who's so smart and so sensitive and who beautifully plays an instrument, I don't really care for. It's so hard. I wish I was one of those young women who could just wave their hands in front of their eyes and not cry. Because it doesn't work for me.
Gaga tries to touch her.
Marge. 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 Marge, take it easy. It's just human contact.
I'm afraid hand-holding isn't going to cheer me up.
Well, maybe this will.
Gaga grabs Marge and plants a passionate kiss on
her lips.
Homer! Now Marge and Homer lie post-coitus.
This is like the night Hillary won the New Hampshire primary.
In the morning, Gaga puts on her meat dress.
Oh, Lisa snuck out!
I'm going after her.
Homer blowtorches and snatches bits of her dress.
I'll just tell her that... Stop it, Homer! Some of that meat is me.
Can I just trim the hem?
Ugh, it's yours.
In the schoolyard, Lisa sits on a spinning merry-go-round as the students surround her.
Oh, good, she's playing. Not so good. It's Lisa Roulette.
The merry-go-round stops with Lisa facing Kearney.
Her eyes shoot loser lasers!
He pretends to die. Four men carry over a giant egg on a litter.
There is no over the top. There is no over the top.
Run! With an egg that big, there's gotta be an even bigger chicken!
The kids leave. Gaga emerges.
Lisa?
She climbs down and joins the girl.
Lisa, listen to me. This pity party's being shut down by the Smile Police. Here's what you're gonna do.
Why do you keep telling me what I'm gonna do? This isn't about me.
Well, who else would it be about?
You! It's about, hello, hello, Springfield! It's me, Gaga! Why is everyone looking at my purple hair full of bluebirds?
Well, I denounce thee!
Gaga's jaw drops.
I denounce thee for giving people ambitions they cannot fulfill. And I denounce thee for positing a world where social acceptance and walking on heels are easy!
Please, may we kill the kid?
Another man shakes his head.
I denounce thee! I denounce thee! I denounce thee!
Whoa. Easy, little monster.
Don't monster me.
Looking on, the bullies gasp.
Whatever you say.
Gaga steps away, leaving a trail of sparkling tears.
Are you crying glitter?
Tiny diamonds. Hurts like hell.
Gaga wipes a few away. Her muscle men follow her off.
Okay, Lisa, coming up to make things better.
Lisa broods in the treehouse.
Okay, I'm almost there. Upward, ever upward. Stay hydrated. Oh, I'm on the wrong tree. Okay, try it again. Here we go. Up again. Oh, Lisa, can you come down?
Lisa meets Homer below.
Sweetie, I've been thinking. Now, this all started because you used a fake name to defend yourself. The problem's not that you were cheating.
Lisa frowns.
It's that you got caught.
She still frowns.
I cheat on my diet, but nobody knows, because the damage is on the inside, and the first warning sign is sudden death. So, honey, what do you say?
Dad, thank you. Like always, the fact that I could tune you out without fearing I'd miss out on something gave me the time to take stock and realize how ungrateful I have been, which means I've got a train to catch.
Parenting. It's the one job you know you're always doing right.
At the station.
So long, Springfield. You are my Waterloo.
Yeah!
And now I'm just going to lie in bed and eat fruit roll-ups.
Why is she doing in defeat what I do in victory?
The train starts to pull away.
Gaga!
Lisa? Why are you here?
Lisa climbs on board.
Thank you.
For what?
Look at me. You did help me by allowing me to inappropriately focus 8 years of rage and rejection on you. It was like a great sneeze. And now I can say what's good about me. And I can say it as Lisa Simpson. Just not that loud.
Go ahead.
Well, I am smart, nice, tolerant, funny, but not mean funny. And I never forget a birthday, even for kids who move away.
Now, Lisa, there's only one last thing you have to do to be a little monster.
I'll do anything but sing.
You're gonna sing!
She tosses Lisa a mic and leads her through a bright doorway. Now, Lisa sings to the townspeople from Gaga's stage.
I used to think that I was stupid, worthless, weak, and wrong. A mockingbird without a song.
Cows bop on the Slaughterhouse Express.
I was small inside and lacking pride.
On a one-way train to be Millhouse's bride.
End the song. End it right here.
I love NPR and Jazz Guitar. Someday I'll design a solar car. That's right. I'm Lisa Simpson, superstar.
You got a great big heart. It's at the top of my chart.
With their phones, the flash mob spells Lisa need a recharge.
Lisa Simpson, Lisa Simpson, superstar.
Gaga leaves Lisa with her family.
Wait! Can you help me with my self-esteem?
I'm not that good.
Right, gotcha.
As he goes, another train hits him. At school, Lisa waves to other kids.
And the best thing is, even if they weren't waving, it would be okay.
I bet a lot of folks are wondering, did this story really happen? Well, it did. And I know because I was one of Gaga's dancers, the one with the spangliest crutch.
Carrie and Grandpa, the hummingbirds drop him, then catch him.
Higher!
Now a trailer.
Poor Maggie Simpson. Marge has left. She needs help. Who can she call? See Maggie in 3D in The Longest Daycare with Ice Age Continental Drift. Only in theaters July 13th. Happy ending guaranteed.
I left my home at face, yeah, that's what I said. Right where it should be on the front of my head. Double muzzle over by two, was that really bug? These are the components of my homerific mug. Toe, oh, toe, oh. I shave it close, trim hairs from my nose. Toe, oh, toe, oh. I clean my ears, cause that's how I hear. I like my, I really like a mug.